Let's give God praise tonight. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Do that tonight. Can we lift him up? Oh, from the depths of your heart tonight, from the depths of your soul, my soul says yes to the Lord. Come on, give him glory in the house. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We love you, Savior. We praise you, Lord. Oh, give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. We love you. We praise you. We magnify you, Savior. Amen. Remain standing. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We have several needs in the house tonight. As you know, Brother Johnson is still recovering from his sickness. Remember Thomas Ruff. This is Cotta's father. Heather Smallwood. This is Brother Sister Albrecht's daughter. Rylan Carnegie needs prayer. Also, Vicky, Peterson needs prayer in her body. She needs a miracle. If you know somebody tonight that has a need in their body or needs a touch from God, just lift their name before the Lord tonight as we pray. Savior, we thank you. We praise you. God, we give you glory tonight. We feel your presence in this house. God, we're coming before you because you said by your stripes, we are healed. The prayer of faith will save the sick. I pray tonight that you would heal, that you would touch, that you would bless, that your work would be done, that your will would be done, that your purpose and your plan would be done. We ask it in Jesus' name tonight. Oh, let the church say amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Remember, our youth group, at least part of our youth group, is up at youth camp. I believe they'll be back on Saturday morning, so remember them as they're at camp. Ushers are preparing to receive the Wednesday night tithe and offering. Don't forget your daily personal devotion. Prayer is essential. Prayerlessness is the weapon of the devil. Well, I wonder if we're going to pray in church. If we're not getting up and praying, if we're not seeking the Lord, we're ineffective. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Early will I seek thee. Make sure you have a prayer life. Make sure you have a Bible reading time, a time of fasting. Amen. He that winneth souls is wise. Be out there witnessing, inviting someone to the house of God. Also faithfulness in attendance to the house of God. Thank God for 73 in church on Sunday night. Now here's my goal. My goal is that we have the same church on Sundays and Wednesdays. That if we're going to be in church, we might as well be in every service. And that's easy right now because we only have two. Amen. I told Brother Frost the other day, I said, I'm worried about going back to four services a week after everybody being off. I said, but I'm going to work them every night while we're building that building so that 4 days feels like a break. We're excited about that. We're excited about the project starting right after fireworks, building our new building on 2.5 acres. We are excited about what God has done and is doing, and we'll continue to do. Fireworks sign-up sheet is still in the back. If you have not yet signed up, please do so and talk to Sister Bray about time. We will be setting up the tent tomorrow. Well, one tent is already set up. We'll be decorating that one. But this year, instead of setting up four canopies, Brother Ken, we got one 20 by 20 that will go up once and come down once. And so we're excited about that. Hopefully it's tall enough that I don't hit my head every time I walk in, but it's going to be a great time. So come out to the fireworks stand Friday and Saturday for selling. All hands on deck for that. And then we'll take Sunday off. Be back here Sunday, and then we will sell fireworks from Monday till Friday next week, and we'll announce more about that on Sunday. Amen. Let's stand together and pray for the offering. Savior, we love you. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. We ask you to bless the gift and the giver tonight. We give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Oh, let's sing and worship as the ushers come.
Starting
Everybody praise the Lord together. Come on, you got a right tonight to praise the Lord. Come on, the Bible said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. He woke you up this morning. You have a right to praise him. Oh, come on, somebody praise him on a Wednesday night. Come on, somebody give the Lord glory on a Wednesday night. Are you glad to be in church? Are you glad he woke you up? Are you glad you're on your way to heaven? Are you glad you know who Jesus is? Come on, let me hear the redeemed of the Lord say so. Ain't nobody got a right like the children of the Lord who've seen the light. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've got a right. Oh, it feels good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. We are so thankful that everyone is here tonight. God bless those that are homesick. God touch them and bring them back safely. Amen. God bless those that were here Sunday night. God touched, God moved in this service Sunday night. Amen. We want to spend the next few moments in greeting one another and introducing yourself and find somebody you haven't seen. We've got some guests here tonight. Amen. Make yourself, introduce yourself to them. Amen. Step out of your comfort zone. That means your seat. Especially those of you that have been around a long time. Amen. Let's get out and greet somebody in Jesus' name. Why don't we lift our hands and give Jesus a praise in the house tonight? Come on, all over this place, lift up your hands, lift up your voice. Let's stand to our feet tonight and give God glory. Come on, He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, we worship You, Jesus. Come on, clap your hands and give God glory tonight. He's worthy, He's worthy, He's worthy. I feel victory in Jesus. Oh, I love Your name. I love Your name. I love Your name. Praise God. If you would stand tonight, Matthew chapter 14. I know that you came expecting our Wednesday night Bible teaching that we have been doing, and I was preparing this afternoon to do that. And as I sat down about noon today, something that's been on my mind and in my heart since Sunday night overwhelmingly took over. And I just want to obey what I feel the Holy Ghost is leading me to tonight. Matthew 14:13. And when Jesus heard of it, He departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed Him on foot out of the cities. Jesus went forth, saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, healed their sick. And it was evening. His disciples came to Him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the village and buy themselves victuals." And Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." Give ye them to eat. And they said unto Him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to Me." And He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, looking up to heaven, He blessed and broke and gave the loaves to His disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. He said, "Give them." You think he thought they brought enough food to feed 5,000 plus? He knew exactly that they didn't bring enough food. But He said, "You give them." The Bible tells us in verse number 19 that He blessed, He broke, and gave. I want to preach tonight on this thought: blessed, broken, and given. Blessed, broken, and given. Can we lift our hands to Jesus tonight? Come on, in the name of the Lord. I worship You, Savior. I glorify You. God, I want to be blessed. God, I want to be broken. God, I want to give what You've given me. Come on, church, let's pray tonight. Oh, we thank You, Lord, my God. We praise You, Lord, my King. We worship You, Jesus. Come on, lift your voice one more time. Call on the name of the Lord tonight. Call on Jesus tonight. Oh, we glorify Your blessed name. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they said, "All we have is 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring it to Me." Broken to serve. Years ago, my wife and I were at a youth camp that we weren't even scheduled to be at. We were not supposed to be there. It wasn't in our plans. It wasn't in our trip. But as we were there at this youth camp, sitting in the back because we wanted our kids to be there, the preacher got up and preached a ministerial message entitled Broken to Serve. As I was preaching Sunday night, and I made the statement about anointing and how we get anointing. The only way to get olive oil from an olive is to crush it. I began to talk about the anointing and what we are willing to give to get the anointing that we need. Some are not willing to get more than just whatever it takes from surface. Some are not willing to be crushed. Some are not willing to be broken. But we got home that night. Sister Johnson sent me a text, and she reminded me of what came to my mind even in that message about the olive. I began to think about that service, and I've almost mentioned it, but I just thought, well, I need to move on, so I moved on. But I think that the Holy Ghost wanted to save something for tonight. I believe that God wants to talk to us in the house tonight. We desire to be blessed. I want to be used of God. I want to be here for God. I want to be blessed of God. The word blessed in the Bible says to speak well of. Religiously to bless, to thank, or to invoke a benediction upon a person, or for that person to prosper, or to be praised. But Jesus told this story in Matthew, or did this in Matthew, and Mark told it, and Luke told it, even John told it. And in the same setting, he said, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it. I don't want to just be praised. I don't want to just receive accolades for a job well done. It doesn't do much good if there's no result from the blessing. It doesn't do us much good if all we're well spoken of. That's a good church. That's a praying church. That's a singing church. That's a worshiping church. That, man, they got good music, and they got things together, and it's right, it's clean, it's all. I don't want to just be blessed that way, and we have been blessed. I'm not taking away from that, but why did we get the blessing? Why did Jesus tell his disciples, who he knew took no purse with them? He knew had no money. He knew they traveled light. He said, you feed them. Where is this coming from, God? He said, it's coming from this. You bring me what you have, and you let me bless it, and you let me break it, and I'll give it back to you. And I know, I want you to understand, the people never got the bread from Jesus. The only place they got it from was the disciples. To break, it means specifically the breaking of bread. There are 14 verses in the Bible that use this word. All of them, without exception, deal specifically with the breaking of bread. It's not just a broken spirit. It's not just a broken dream. It's not just a broken life. It is dealing specifically with the breaking of bread. Can I just remind us tonight that he is the bread of life? The only way we're going to get anything from God is if we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, who is man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. A couple of the scriptures that he mentions are the ones we've already read in Matthew 14 and Mark 6 and Luke 9. He blessed and broke the loaves and gave. But one of them is in Matthew 26 and 26. And while they were eating, Jesus took bread. He blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. I'm not just breaking my flesh, but I'm giving this to you for a purpose. Mark said the same thing, 14:22. They did eat. Jesus took bread and blessed and break it and gave it to them and said, take, eat. This is my body. His body that was beaten. His body that was battered. His flesh that was broken. Take and eat. Oh, we're here tonight because we have partaken of that bread. But I don't want to just take that bread and keep it to myself. I don't want to just take the blessing and the breaking of the bread and keep it to myself. But I want to understand there's a purpose behind me receiving this blessing. And there's a purpose behind me receiving this brokenness. After his resurrection, the Bible said in Luke 24, they constrained him saying, abide with us. For it is toward evening, and the day is far spent, and he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. He had been with them that whole time. He had been talking to them that whole time. But when he took the bread and he blessed it and he brake it and he gave it to them, revelation came. I know who he is. I know why he was here. This is what he told us would happen. And I'm going to tell you, when we understand that God did not just bless us to keep it to ourselves, but he blessed us to be willing to be broken, to give it to somebody else, that's when revelation will come. That's when understanding will come. He gave it to them. The word give, gave means to give, very simply, to bring forth, to commit, to deliver up. It means to minister, to offer, to have power. It means to suffer, to yield. The Bible tells us in Matthew 14:19 that he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. Looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat. Pastor, it's a Wednesday night, I'm tired. Pastor, it's a Sunday, I got things going on. Pastor, I know it's a work day, but I've had a long day at work. I don't know if I can show up tonight. Can I tell you, if we'll learn to give, because he's blessed, everyone will eat. Everyone will be filled. You'll have your strength. You'll have your stamina. You'll have what you need when you understand I may be weary in my flesh. I may be weary in my body, but he blessed me and he broke me so that I can give of myself even when I don't feel like it, even when it's not convenient. And they all did eat and were filled. Mark tells it the exact same way. They did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments of the fishes. John told it this way, John 6:12, and they were filled. And he said unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Can I tell you, there is nothing lost in the giving? I really do believe our church has to get a revelation tonight that you can stretch further than you stretched. We got good music. We got good singing. We got a place to gather. Things are going on. We're building a new building. And we own property. And all that is well and good. But why did God bless us if we're not willing to be broken of our will, broken of our thoughts, broken of our ideas, broken? I don't want the blessings of God if they come with no results. I don't want the blessings of God if all it means is I can be blessed. I want God to bless me and put me where he needs to put me so I can reach somebody else, because there's a lost and dying world out there. I don't want to worship in the blessings of God and not be willing to break them. there's room enough. The Bible said, therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Can I tell you, if you give of yourself and you give in your weariness and you give in your tiredness and you give in your exhaustion, God will give you the strength that's over and above what you started with. God, I know the Holy Ghost laid this on my heart. I know the church needs to hear this. There's a lost and dying world out there, and they need us to forget about our schedule and forget about what fits in our mind. Forget about what fit. They were all filled, and there was some left over. When we have given of our time and of our efforts and of our energy, nothing is lost. When we have given to the kingdom, nothing is lost. If it helps someone else, nothing is lost. Well, you don't understand, Pastor. No, let me just tell you, you don't understand. We're living in a world where everybody's got it figured out, and they'll just tell the pastor how it is. This is the way it's going to be. You can either like it or lump it or don't. That's just the way it's going to be. Let me tell you what Jesus said about that tonight in the subject in which we're talking about. Mark chapter 6 and verse number 51, this was after the loaves and the fishes. This is after the 12 baskets left over. The Bible tells us that when they went up, he went upon unto them in the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed themselves beyond measure and wondered. Not only was he walking on water and came to them, not only did he take 5 loaves and 2 small fish and feed 5,000 plus with baskets left over, they forgot about it. They saw him walking on the water and said, how is this possible? How is this even happening? They forgot who they were dealing with. But the Bible tells us this: for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. When you break that down in the original, they didn't understand, they didn't perceive the purpose of the loaves and fishes. They didn't get a revelation of what he'd already done. In fact, in Mark chapter 8 and verse number 16, they reasoned among themselves, saying, is it because we have no bread? He said, feed them again. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees. Well, we didn't have any bread. What did we do this time? They were always, church, questions aren't the problem. Rebellion is the problem. Trying to figure things out's not the problem. Just flat out doing it your own way is the problem. Ask questions. Ask for clarification. Jesus has no problem with that. But they were so confused at times. And this is who he turned his church over to. This is who he turned the whole thing over to. And this is what he said. And Jesus knew it, and saith unto them, why reason ye because you have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not? Having ears, hear ye not? Do you not remember? When I break the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They said unto him, 12. When the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments ye up? And he said, they said seven. And he said unto them, how is it that you don't understand? What he's saying was, if I did it before, I can do it again. If I did it here, I can do it. Don't question. Don't wonder if I can work miracles. I've already done it. If I did it over here, I can do it for you. If I did it for them, I can do it for you. Why are you questioning? Here's the deal, church. Another time this breaking of the bread took place is in Acts chapter 2. Oh, we're a church of the book of Acts. We like to get down to 38 and 39 and even maybe touch 42. Continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. But 46 said they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. We're all in this together. We're all going through the same thing. We're all wanting to be blessed. But if there's going to be a breaking, it's got to happen in every home. If there's going to be someone willing to step outside your comfort zone, it's got to happen from house to house. If someone's got to be willing to give up the things you think are necessary, it's got to happen from house to house. They did eat their bread or their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. What could happen to a church that realizes, yes, we're blessed, but we're blessed to be broken, and we're broken to give, so that others can hear this message, and so that others can hear the word that they've never heard before. First Corinthians 10:16, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body. When we're all blessed, we should all be broken. There's only one body. And that's the body of Christ. That's the church. And we can't say, well, someone will do it. Someone will step up. Someone. Jesus blessed and broke, but the disciples gave it to the people. They didn't see the blessings. They didn't see the breaking. All they saw was the benefit. For all the people knew, Brother Garrett, I don't know, 5,000 men plus women and children? Let's say 15,000, conservatively. I don't know if they could see Jesus from where they were sitting. They had no idea where the bread was coming from. All they saw were 12 disciples scattered throughout a crowd. Where's this bread coming from? The disciples. What blessing? What brokenness of heart? What sacrifice? All I know is I'm getting fed. They may not see that God's put his hand on me. They may not even know that I'm prospering in the things of God. They may never know what I'm suffering with and what I'm going through. But if somehow, through all of that, they can get a blessing, I don't know, they can get a benefit of the blessing. I don't care if they know what I'm suffering from. I don't care if they know what I'm going through. The point is not for them to know. The point is for them to see the benefit. See, this is a hard message to receive. Try preaching it. Yes, I want to be blessed. We talked about anointing the other night. I even said, how much anointing can I have, God, where I don't lose my family? No one has to die. You see these preachers that go through and preach, and it's just the power of God all over them. You go back and you research and you find out there's been some serious loss in their life. Not just a parent that was in their older years of life and, well, you know, that's, no, I'm talking about some serious loss. Not that losing a parent's not serious, but you know what I'm saying? Sometimes children, sometimes siblings, sometimes jobs, sometimes you don't know what they've been through. All we know is we just put them up on a pedestal and say, man, they're my favorite preacher. But you don't know the suffering they've been through. You don't know the brokenness and loneliness they felt. You don't know the sleepless nights they felt. Hey, I understand we all make sacrifices in the house, but someone is making them just like us, if not more. Somewhere, someone is going through more than what we're going through. And we may see the anointing, but not know the brokenness. We may see the blessing, but not know the hurt. We may see the blessing. We may eat of that bread, but we don't know. It doesn't matter who knows or sees it, as long as they get the benefit from it. Even in betrayal, Jesus blessed and broke. At the Last Supper in 1 Corinthians 11, 23, as Paul is referring back to the Last Supper, the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And we had given thanks, that is the same word for blessed. He broke it, said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Pastor, I just don't have time this week to teach a Bible study. I just can't make it to church this week. I just got so much going on. Remember one thing. What you have was broken for you. The body you have partaken of, the bread you have partaken of, was broken for you. I understand. You know, here's the deal. It may not be some big catastrophic tragedy in life. Maybe it's just dinner plans. Well, that went over. Well, man, if it was something big, God, I might do it. No, maybe it's just breaking your schedule and breaking your routine. Well, after 5, we don't do much in our family. Well, after this amount of time, our kids got to go to bed. But the Bible study needs to be taught. What if they're only available at 8 o'clock? I guess they're going to be lost. I guess someone else is going to have to do it. Hey, I get it. We're living in a world where we just got to fend for ourselves. But can I tell you, we would not be where we are right now, if someone didn't allow their schedule to be broken, allow their life to be interrupted, allow what they're going through to be put on hold to help someone. Hey, in the same night he was betrayed, he blessed them, knowing, in fact, he dipped bread with the man that betrayed him. We have a great church. We have a good church. And sometimes because of a little bit of success, we can think, well, we're on the right path. And we are. But what happens when your schedule or your resources are what God's asking to be broken? If we cannot be broken, we cannot be blessed. And if we cannot be blessed, there's nothing to give. If we cannot be broken, then we don't deserve to be blessed. But if we're not blessed, where's the blessing for someone else coming from? Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. I may not have a lot of wealth. but I got time. I may not have a lot of resources, but I can pray. I may not have a lot in my life, but I can give a Bible study. I can go out of my way to help somebody in the church. I can go out of my way to help a new convert. I can do what it takes. Why? Because I've been blessed enough to allow God to break what he gave me. I'm not going to do it. I was tempted to do it, but there's two reasons why I won't. Number one, we already have ants, and I don't want to break bread in here and it be broken. But my wife just made homemade bread today. 6 loaves. 3 of them are in the car right now. I could hold this up here and say, look at it. Smell of it. Don't you want some? But until I take a knife or my hand and break it, what good is it to you? You were moved by it. You just smiled. Some of you were God just, oh, man. Wonderful. But until I divide it up, until I'm willing to take that bread and break it and pass it out, it does you no good. But you know what's more important than that? If someone didn't take the time to put the ingredients together and spend the hours watching it rise to prepare it for us, so that we can bring it and distribute, as the Bible says, to the multitude. For all that God has done for us, church, how can we be so selfish as to walk in the blessings of God but never be willing to be broken to give it to somebody else? I'm going to tell you something. I don't have a schedule. Well, you're the pastor. That's the way it works. No, I don't have a schedule. If people need me, I got to be. In fact, if you need me, you want me to be available. If you're in the hospital and you need prayer, you want me to be available. And I want to be. And sometimes that's late at night. Sometimes that's early in the morning. Sometimes that's in the middle of a dinner. Sometimes that's the middle of something else. And you got to break away and you got to put something else on hold. Sometimes it may not be catastrophic. Sometimes God just has to break our will and our plans and our purpose so that we can go out and say, you know what? Such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Thank God for Pentecost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. But Peter said, I'm not going to sit here with blessings and not give it to somebody else. It may not be a big deal to some, but there are some people who are so set in their ways that God couldn't interrupt them, and so he doesn't. I've never felt that. I've never felt that. Maybe God doesn't put that unction on us because he knows we won't do it. But I pray today. And I pray tonight before church, and it's been on me since Sunday night. God, let my schedule be your schedule. Let my will be your will. Let my work be your work. Whatever you have, wherever it is, whatever I need to do, let me be. It may not always be every day. It may not be every day. But God, if there is something you want me to do, if there's somebody, and you tell me go feed them, you give to them. Letting our schedule be broken. Letting our lives be inconvenienced. I wonder how inconvenient it was for him to manifest himself in flesh and walk on this earth and take a beating, literally, a scourging, a piercing, a dying, and a resurrection. Take, eat. This is my body, which was broken for you. Every one of us here, he came for you and I. And all he's asking in return is to be willing to share this with somebody else. I'm just not that kind of person. I understand. But without that, guess where they're going? Without our willingness to be broken, guess where they're going? Let's stand to our feet tonight. I can't pray for blessings and not willing to be broken to share them. I can't pray for the hand of God to be upon my life and me not be willing to say, such as I have, give up. If I'm not praying, what am I giving? If I'm not reading my Bible, what do I have to give anyway? If there's nothing in the pantry, they're going home hungry. But such as I have, I want there to be a storehouse. Yes, I want more, more. I want more. I like things. I love things. But God, I have all. But what I need is more of you. Because if I have more of you, then I can share more of you. If I have more of you, God, when I'm broken, when I'm weary, I want to minister. I want to serve. I want to help. I want to reach. Hey, I know we're going into a busy time, and there's people with situations and circumstances that are beyond their control. They can't be a part of it. But somewhere in all this, there may be a Bible study that needs to be taught. Somewhere in all this, there may need someone who wants to be baptized. Well, it's just, we're busy. We're busy right now. I want my life to be able to be broken. I want my life to be able to be inconvenienced so that I'm someone else. As we have, therefore, opportunity. What that word translates to? Convenient season. Every opportunity we have to witness is a convenient season. Because God put us in that moment. Just the other day, Brother Ken, I went out. I went all the way from my house, and you've been to my house, all the way out to Beacon Light Road, way out in Eagle. Bought something for the church. Got it home and tried to try it out, you know, do all the things the guy said. And it just fell apart. Bolts and stuff everywhere. Put a lot of money for that. Church needed it. I called the guy up. He said, man, bring it back out. Are you kidding me? That was an hour and a half round trip, not counting the time I spent there. So I loaded it up and I went. And I spent 2 hours in his shop giving his wife a Bible study about the oneness of God, Jesus' name, baptism. I thought to myself, you know what, God? This was not convenient, but this was orchestrated by you. I had other things on my schedule, but God, this was orchestrated by you. Hey, I understand it was not convenient. It was not fun standing out there, but when I'm telling you what, when the light of revelation began to come into the eyes, and she heard the word of God, and her husband reached out the next day and said, let's stay in contact. Let me tell you, it was worth the broken. It was worth the messed up schedule. Come on, church. I'm willing. God, I want family dinner every night. Yes, I want family time every time I get a chance. But God, if you want to break it up sometime, God, if you got another plan, if you got another thing, if you want me to feed 5,000, then God, let me be willing. Come on, let's lift our hands all over this house tonight. Come on, let's lift our souls. Come on, there's hungry hearts here tonight, right now. There's hungry souls in this house right now. Come on, lift your voice to heaven right now, Jesus. Come on, church. Come on, we're blessed. But we got to be broken and we got to be given. We got to be blessed. We got to be broken and we got to be given. In the name of Jesus, all over this house. Come on, the Holy Ghost is here right now. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. Come on, he's not too busy tonight. He's not too busy for you tonight. I don't want to be too busy for a lost soul. I don't want to be too inconvenienced to reach somebody who's hungry. I don't want to have too many schedules written down that I can't go out and do something for God. Come on, find somebody and pray with. Find somebody and commit with tonight. Find somebody to reach out to tonight. King, mighty Savior, mighty Jesus. Come on, only Jesus. I must work the work of him that sent me. I must complete the work. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Only he can change your life and make you whole. He'll give you peace you never knew. Sweet love and joy in heaven too. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Come on, sometimes these things we're going through is so that we can reach somebody else. Sometimes these things that happen in our lives are so that we have a testimony to tell somebody else. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. Come on, are you willing to be broken tonight? Are you willing to be broken tonight? Come on, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Lord, I give you myself. I give you my heart. I give you my life.
So you can use. I want to be a willing vessel, the instrument you choose. I want to empty of myself, available to you. Let me be a willing vessel.
Your prayer tonight.
Vessel you can use. I want to be a willing vessel, the instrument you choose.
I don't know if it was just Wednesday or Sunday night or maybe some things that have been happening in the last couple weeks where people in the church have needed help and our schedules right now are crazy and it seems like it's getting later and later before you get in the house and get to bed. But you know, when you've given of yourself, you know that you have not wasted the blessings of God. It feels so much better laying that head on that pillow. I'm tired, I'm sore, I'm weary, but you know what? I've done something for God. As much as lieth within you, live peaceably with all men. As you have therefore opportunity, do good to all men. I may not have abilities to do certain things, but I may just have the ability to be present with somebody in their time of trouble. I don't have the words to say when someone's going through something. Sometimes you don't have to say anything. In fact, sometimes it's better if you don't. But just be with them. Pray with them. There are certain people with certain talents and abilities, and thank God for it. We need those in the church. But all of us can pray. All of us should be able to teach a Bible study. At least go to one with somebody else until we learn how to do it ourselves. If you've been in the church more than 3 years, Bible studies ought to be something that is just, we're ready to go. We got our search for truth or our learning scripture or whatever it is under our arm, and we're ready to teach a Bible study, because if it wasn't for somebody else, you know how I got where I am today? Because I'm so good, I'm so good looking, I got all this talent and all this money and all this stuff going. No, there's people who put into me and taught me, corrected me, guided me, showed me the way more perfectly. I would not be anywhere today if it wasn't for other people willing to break up their schedule and their time. And you know what? I'm still reeling and enjoying the blessings of people being willing to break up their schedule to help me and to be a part of this church. I couldn't do this. I'm not doing this by myself. I wouldn't do it by myself. I thank God for a church. All I know is this, church. When I said that Sunday night and that thought came to me about the Frazier and his broken to serve, broken to minister. And Sister Johnson texted me that night, almost verbatim. My wife and I were talking about it. It doesn't always fit. You know, Jesus even told his mother, my time has not yet come. It's not my hour yet. She said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. And he did it. I don't know when his first miracle would have been, but that became his first miracle. I don't know when your first Bible study will be, but there may be a moment in time when it just happens. You say, you know what? That wasn't as bad as I thought it was. You may be sweating. Hey, you want to know what it feels like to be a preacher? You teach something and nobody responds and just stares at you. Welcome to the ministry. You preach something people like and they stare at you. That's one thing. You preach something they don't like and they stare at you. You might get a little bit of sweat with that. But you know what? All I'm doing is breaking what God gave me. There it is. I don't know if that bread was, I don't even know if that's what they ordered that night. But that's what they got. They got fish and chips, whether they liked it or not. And they all did eat and were filled. Everybody partook exactly what God served that night. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. If you want to be blessed tonight, be willing to be broken. If you want to be blessed tonight, be willing to give. Come on, one more time. Lift your hands. Lift your heart. Lift your spirit tonight. Come on, child of God, saint of God. I surrender all to thee I freely give. In Jesus' name, praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Tomorrow night, for those of you who are able and willing to help out, we're setting up, decorating the tent. Some of us have already been working on fireworks for several days, and it's going to be a couple days afterwards, but this is your time to shine. This is your time to get fired up about fireworks. Tomorrow night, I think, what time do we meet there? 6:30? 6? 6 o'clock work. If you can't be there right at 6, surprisingly, Caleb said he'll be there at 6:05. Par for the course. Praise God. Amen. Just be there at 6, and we'll try to get done as early as possible. We'll start selling Friday. And so, anyway, be available, be faithful. If you say you're going to come work, come and work. Don't just come and take a chair and say, I'm here. No, come and work. Amen. Be broken. Praise God. Hey, Sister Keisha tonight, this is her message. She's broken. She's broken. I got my broken arm, and I'll be there. Praise God. Remember her in your prayers. Amen. Remember all those that are among us that are sick and suffering from different ailments. This is the time of revival. And the devil's pulling out all the stops. But we're going to have revival anyway. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Greet somebody tonight before you leave.